Many great films come to the Route 66 International Film Festival. These films would not receive a very wide audience because they're by small independent filmmakers. The festival's mission is, in fact, to bring small independent films to public awareness. And we had so many great films in the 11th Film Festival in 2012 that we decided to have some little mini showings of these films to raise awareness of the festival itself and these filmmakers. We didn't have time at the festival to show them all, although some of these were shown. The films this week, Thinking Inside the Box, which is a delightful film. I'm not going to give anything away about it, but I've seen it several times and I love it.
Is it a comedy, a drama? I know it's hard to do a lot in a genre in a short film, but sometimes they'll fit into a convenient genre box, I suppose.
It's kind of a whimsical romantic comedy, mostly silent, and we're showing it at the pub at Vinegar Hill, and sometimes that can be a little noisy. So the two films that we're showing are both amenable to visual only and not so dependent on their sound.
Is it going to be kind of a bar atmosphere there? Are you going to set up a movie theater-esque environment? How are you going to make that happen at that particular venue?
At the east end of the pub at Vinegar Hill, there's a big television and a lot of tables clustered around it. We've shown films there already, and this is where we will plan to show it. It can be cozy. Of course, beverages and food are available. The second film that we're going to be showing there is Spaghetti for Two. I haven't actually seen this one, but the others on the board felt that it was a really good film for this setting, probably also not dependent on its sound, more of a visual movie, but it is supposed to be a comedy. These films are at the IMDb database, so a little bit can be found out about them, but not very much, as is true of most of the films that we show. They get their name in the database, but not much information. And we want the public to be more aware of these films.
I'm speaking with Taya Chesley. She's a board member with the Route 66 International Film Festival in Springfield. Some short films this week at the pub at Vinegar Hill near downtown Springfield. And Taya, I wanted to talk just a little bit about the filmmakers. Wondered how you reached an arrangement with them to screen their films outside of the festival environment.
There is a contract that the festival has with the filmmakers who submit, and depending on the terms that they state, one of our larger filmmakers will only submit a proof that has a shadow on it. It can't really be shown. It says proof copy or draft, and so that one has no showing rights outside the festival. We get the actual copy when he comes to the festival. But a lot of filmmakers really want a larger audience, so they give us permission to show their films outside. And we also accept films for the film festival, but sometimes don't have time to schedule them all, or we want to put them at a time when they'll get their proper audience if they're not suitable for children, for example. We want them in the evening, and that fills up fairly quickly. So we have leftover films that, through no fault of their own, don't get on the schedule. And we wanted to bring them to a wider audience by doing some mini showings.
This is also a good opportunity, a good time of the year when people are looking for things to do, to get out and about and do some things during the summer. Might be a good opportunity just to remind people, as we're still months away from this fall's film festival, to kind of keep the Springfield film fan community excited about things that are coming to town and things that are being screened right here.
That certainly is our intent for showing these. The total running time of the films is 30 to 40 minutes, so it's about the amount of time you would spend dining at the pub at Vinegar Hill, for example. And we're also talking with Z Bistro about doing a showing on the 11th of July. They're very excited. They just acquired the room next door, and they have a TV and a living room-type setting around it and some tables in there, and they're excited about a showing. We're not sure what we're going to show there, but we're looking at July 11th for that and possibly some more showings between now and November. when the festival occurs.
So not necessarily a regular occurrence, but certainly we may see these more frequently throughout the summer, you're saying?
Yes. We're planning more events like this.
And finally, I just wanted to ask about the film festival. Is it a not-for-profit organization? What's the group? How's it organized, and how does it, you know, keep itself going?
It is a not-for-profit organization. The 501c3 status was just approved, and we do take donations and are looking for sponsors for our fall film festival. We have individual levels, business levels, and corporate levels of donation, and all of these forms are available on our website, Route66FilmFestival.net. Anyone who is interested in becoming more involved, working at the festival as a volunteer or on a committee or even serving on the board, is welcome to contact the festival director, Tom Spurka, at Route66FilmFestival@gmail.com.
Sounds like there's some opportunity for just members of the public, of the community, who are fired up about film and always have been, or are new to town and just learning about an opportunity like this. I think that there are still some people that don't realize, even a decade into a film festival tradition like this, that Springfield every fall hosts films from around the world, literally. Do you guys have a social media presence? How can people find you out there?
We are on Facebook, and we welcome friends. A few more turn up every week, and I'm hoping that we have a spike after this interview. So we have a Facebook presence. We are on the internet at Route66FilmFestival.net. And we welcome anyone coming to our website, learning more about us, getting involved.
I've been speaking with Taya Chesley. She's a board member with the Route 66 International Film Festival in Springfield. Thursday night, screening at the pub at Vinegar Hill, the short films that were a part of the festival last fall, and a possibility of some future screenings throughout the summer. Taya, thanks so much for joining us today.
You are very welcome.